create the minutes that might come in handy.
All right, thank you. There you go. Sorry about that. I'm not a Zoom pro yet. I'm getting
we're all going to get better at this. Okay. We've got the Adriana, I sent you the revised motion. Did anybody else not see it?
Put that in the chat if you can.
Are you talking about Young's motion?
It is Richard's motion seconded by me, and I put it in the chat, and I will send it to Teresa after the fact in an email with corrected spelling.
I'm suggesting that what you just say, that this is a, that this is your substitute motion.
Okay, I'm happy for
Richard
it to
accepted,
be.
Richard accepted her clarification.
I'm just trying to think of how to put that in the minutes.
See, you just that this will, he accepts this statement of the motion. It was requested to be in writing. This is in writing. Adriana's suggestion of removing the word evaluation.
Right.
So this is now in writing and I'm happy to read it.
Please read it.
Motion by Richard Ugel, second by Susan Young, to authorize, the chair to gather information about fundraising and listenership to initiate the conversation with the general manager, about performance criteria.
That's closer to what I was saying. Thank you.
Yeah, and I apologize. I left authorized the chair. I left that out, but that should be.
We're going to be ready to call the question.
Okay, so
somebody
we have Ted and Adriana with hands up.
Point of information. Yes, ma'am.
Is this written anywhere in chat or email? The way it's just worded, because I'm looking for it and I'm not seeing it.
It's written in chat and sent to all.
I have not received it.
No, Susan.
Oh no, I'm sorry. It was to everyone.
No, he didn't. The new one. It did not.
It went to Jane only. Okay, I will redo it for it to go to everybody. My apologies.
I see it, Susan. I can see it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I sent it to Adriana because I knew she couldn't see it. Okay. I specifically asked for it.
Adriana, if you could just forward that to everybody.
I'm correcting spelling, Sandy. I'm sending it out in 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, make it 90 seconds, babe.
If you can type faster, lady friend, do it.
I think you meant Missy.
Got Ted and Adriana with hands up.
Why do I not see Adriana's hand?
Her hand's up as well.
Okay, sorry. Okay, Ted.
I have three topics to cover. Procedurally, when someone says pointed information, they are allowed to jump the stack to ask a question. A point of information is not to give information like what I'm doing right now. It is to ask a question to clarify something. That's number one. Number two, in a committee, calling the question is out of order. We are in committee so that we can spend enough time to get motions that are screwed up correct, so we don't waste time with the board and that we have a motion that is clear. So I wish people would quit saying, I call the question. This committee does not exist, really. It will not exist until the board votes to establish who is on this committee. We're operating more or less informally, and it's only by virtue of the board's decision that we become members of this committee. It is best practices to make sure that you have a committee that is diverse. If we exclude people who are not on the LSB, and the suggestion that we're going to face a takeover if we allow any Tom, Dick, or Harry to join a committee, that has not happened in 20 years. But committee members should be, in my opinion, members of the foundation. If we don't follow best practices and allow people of color to be on this committee, we'll be a virtually all-white committee.
That is not best practices.
It's not
germane to this motion that's on the floor.
We've been talking about who can be a member of this committee.
This is out of order.
Point of order.
I have an amendment.
That doesn't interrupt, Teresa. You can say point of order, but the chair is the one that needs to give you the floor.
That's right. The chair needs to recognize them when they have a point of order.
We are in the middle of voting. We are ready. And I am, Sandy, I need some help. I need some Zoom help with the vote because I'm not quite sure how.
Jane, I was not finished. I was interrupted. You can rule on her point of order, but that doesn't mean we go to a vote. I have some more things that I'm not being dilatory.
I think you are being dilatory.
Had spoken for more than 2 minutes as well.
And it was.
There is no time limit in committees for length of speech. I'm almost done. I have in the chat an additional part of the motion as to where we should be going with this. And the final thing I want to say is that this week a chart from Berkeley was posted that shows how programming based on the interests of the people in Berkeley, how their interests should correspond with programming. I think that should be part of the criteria by which we evaluate our general manager.
That probably will be. Is excellent. Ted, thank you. Okay, moving right along.
Adriana has her hand up.
Thank you. I'm going to get better at this, I promise. Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair. I think that we are mixing everything.
I'm sorry?
We don't have any doubts that we need to do the evaluation, and what needs to be in the evaluation is something different. At this point, we have a motion to give, I think that said the chair, but we are talking about the chair of the board, Sandy Weinman, to collect some of the information and, you know, then we can start the conversation. But I think that this is, if we start mixing everything, we keep changing and we don't know what we are voting. If this is the motion that is on the floor, we can discuss this motion that is on the floor, obviously, with everybody, and the rest will be after that. I believe that we can discuss all the other issues. Ted, I heard you, and some of them I agree and some of them I don't, but it's not part of this motion. If we finish this, can we finish with this specific issue of authorizing Sandy Weinman to collect this specific information?
Thank you, Adriana.
But can we finish that?
Yes. Now we're going to vote. Sandy, will you please help me with the Zoomy thing?
Sure. How can I help you?
Okay. All in favor of the motion, which is, we've heard it three times now. Does anybody need to hear it again?
Yes.
This is Nancy. We're not receiving it by email. Did somebody send it?
It's in the chat.
I am not on a chat. I'm on a telephone.
Okay,
would
you mind if I read it again? Would that be okay? I don't have your email, so
why not?
I'll read it.
I don't know. Good question.
Do you want me to read it?
No, I would like to see it in written.
You said
you were going to send it to everybody, and it's usual in committees, we're allowed to see the thing before we vote on it. Can you please send it to us Somebody must have my email. Nancy.cyber, but everybody should get it.
I got it. All right, Nancy, I'm sending it to you.
No, but everybody, all the members should receive it at least.
We are.
Okay. I'm getting this here.
Yeah, the sound is better sometimes when I do by telephone instead of by Zoom. I don't miss words.
But you miss the chat.
Right.
That's true.
And that's kind of part of the meeting context.
Okay, I just...
No, it isn't. No, we've already gone through that at the P&D level. No, it's not part of the meeting.
I just sent it to you by email. Okay, Nancy, did you see it?
Not yet. Oh, I hate to take up time of the meeting like this, but I mean, from now on, everybody's email should be ready at hand to send motions.
Well, and
everybody
and
should have everybody's email.
Okay.
As Ted pointed out, this is a very casual meeting, and we'll get better. I'm going to get better with agendas. I'm going to get better with moving things forward, but this is not... As much as I don't misinterpret this, but this is not a really big deal. This is pretty general and pretty loose.
Okay, since we're loose, I'd like to add something that Ted forgot. We don't need a second in committees. Only in the LSB meeting.
It's just a reflex.
Orders of the day, please.
Okay, we're calling the question. I'm guessing
okay, please read it because I have not received it yet.
I am so sorry. I'll take a turn reading it. Motion by Richard Goodell, second by Susan Young, to authorize the chair to gather information about fundraising and listenership to initiate the conversation with the general manager about criteria to measure performance.
All Nancy in favor? On the stack. We just got a Nancy on the stack.
Yes.
About this motion. We just got a report from Robin Lewis about the quiet drive and how much was clicked. That's a large amount. Wow. 70,000. Did I misunderstand? Usually it's like 37 or, 35, 36,000.
Orders of the day.
Asking him? We already got the report from, Robin. So what is he asking?
No, we're establishing
stuff.
Well, Nancy.
Anything in his head?
Nancy. If you'd like to call me and discuss it, that's fine. There's a motion.
No,
on the
floor. This is a meeting.
Let me tell you then. Okay. You say, oh, that's a large amount. And to most of us, $70,000 would be a real nice payday. That took two months.
Quiet drive, it's double
okay,
what we
hang, do. Hang on, please. That took 2 months. That was for November and December. So that was everything post our October drive. Our October drive goal, I think, was 100,000. We did about 60. Now we did 70 the next 2 months. The burn rate for KPFT is around 50 to 60,000 a month. I don't have an exact dollar figure, but what we collected in 2 months is less than what we need to operate the station for 2 months. So when we use the word tremendous or we're impressed with that, let's be careful. I'm not looking to hang anybody by the yardarm here. I'm just trying to ground this in a discussion of firm dollars and listener numbers that we can all look at. It's data. Nobody's doing anything to give you any opinion or touchy-feely or this guy did that or said this. It's just data. And we can start putting some criteria down to lead us into the future. Keep in mind that the last time we made a major goal, it was in the range of $250,000. We did it two times in a row under Larry Winters. That was the last time we got anything close to that amount. So we need more money to operate the station. We need $700,000 a year. And so $70,000 over 2 months, if we do the math, is less than half of what we really need.
I'm aware of that. And you know what? You don't have the floor, but somehow you men get to speak without having the floor like Sandy Wyman. I object.
Orders of the day.
There's a motion on the floor. If what you're, if we're calling the question, all in favor of the motion, indicate somehow.
We have any opposition.
Wait, we're
I object.
Okay. All in favor of Secretary, call the roll. We're gonna do a roll call vote here. Hold on.
Okay. Alan says yes.
I'm gonna call your name, or Secretary is gonna call your name, and you're gonna do yay or nay.
Alan says yes. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Okay. Robert Gartner? I'm not hearing Robert Gartner. Wally James? I'm not hearing Wally James. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Thank you, Marianne. Sean McPherson's not here. Nancy Zabarnaratomi?
No.
No, okay. Jane Scheidler? Oh, wait, I'll come back. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Sandy Wyman?
Yes.
Thank you. Ted Weisgel?
Yes.
Thank you. Susan Young?
Yes.
Thank you. Jane Scheidler, do you want to vote?
I don't need to vote unless it's to break a tie. I would rather stick with that.
Okay. So, we have 6 yes, and we have 1 no.
I got 7 yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm sorry. 7 yes, 1 no, 1 abstention.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I'd like to be on the stack. Yeah, Bob.
I don't know what's going on with this technology tonight, but I did not get to vote.
Okay,
my vote is no.
No, okay. All right. Thank you very much, Robert. I didn't hear your voice until now. So we have 7 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention.
Richard, to the stack.
Go, Richard.
A couple of people were talking about the agenda that we have for tonight. We don't have an agenda tonight. I have a motion that I would like to make, and I'm gonna go ahead and voice it. And I can write it out this time move that the election for the MSRC permanent chair and secretary be held at the February 2022 meeting. Move that the election for the MSRC permanent chair and secretary be held at the February 2022 meeting.
A second isn't necessary in committee. Speaking of the deafening silence.
Thank you. 30 days advance, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
80 days.
It'll probably be 30 days, but it doesn't matter.
Yes, yes.
Bob Gartner?
Yes.
What meeting are you talking about in February?
The MSRC.
MSRC.
This committee meeting.
Okay.
Nancy, if you do the stack.
Hold on a second. Does anybody know the date of the February meeting to clarify Richard's motion?
I'd like to make an amendment.
There's a conflict on the 22nd. There's a finance committee.
Sean, no, that's the year 22nd.
2022, oh, February 2022. Can I make an amendment? Just to read the first meeting of the MSRC in the month of February 2022.
Oh, no.
Just in case we meet again. Right? If we ever meet again, yeah.
Okay.
And thanks to Teresa, there's nothing I can do about it now.
What day is that?
Are we working on an amendment?
Yeah, the amendment was that...
Sure.
That we elect the secretary and chair at the first meeting of this committee in the month of February 2022.
And now we need to set the date of that meeting.
There you go.
and I'm open to suggestions.
Ted's got his hand up.
Madam Chair, that's not germane to the motion.
You're absolutely, well, I thought we could specify it.
That would
be amending your motion. Sorry, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Madam Chair,
Teresa.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. We passed Sandy's motion, but is that the only thing we're going to use for criteria for evaluation? What about the mention of the quarterly programmer meetings and individual meetings with programmers? What about the mention of...
That just started the conversation. This starts the conversation.
Point of order, Richard.
I know. That's true. Okay. I'm out of order.
Madam Chair, I'm just confused. Have we moved on to item number...
We don't have an agenda.
Point of order.
I'm talking to myself, Ted.
Item number 4 was set next meeting, but are we finished with criteria of evaluation? Because I thought I had some things I wanted to discuss.
My understanding of Richard's motion was that we were going to do the short term, initiating conversation with the general manager and then to work on the more formal evaluation criteria.
Exactly.
That's what I thought.
So Sandy, we're... Mm-hmm.
Hello?
So the next thing in the agenda that we have is set next meeting date. Did I step on anybody's toes there?
We do not have an agenda.
We have a motion on the floor.
What motion?
We do?
It's coming.
Richard's motion was to elect the permanent MSRC chair and president as amended by Sandy at the first MSRC meeting in February. That's the motion on the floor.
Okay. Any further discussion of the motion?
Without knowing the date, how can I vote on whether it's the first meeting? I have a 2-week period where my daughter is getting married. I'm going to be out of town. I would prefer not to have to meet during that 2-week period in February.
When is that?
I had the same question, Ted, but it's not, we need to vote on the motion.
I wish to amend the motion. May I make an amendment?
Yeah, you have a right.
No, it's Sandy's motion.
Can I make an amendment, Jane?
No, it's Sandy's motion. He gets to decide whether you amend his motion.
Anybody can amend a motion or substitute.
Really? Indeed.
Yes, but the committee has to vote on it.
May I make the motion and then you can decide what to do with it?
We already have a motion.
I want to make an amendment.
Amendments are allowed.
I'm not in the universe I come from, but go ahead.
My amendment is that the meeting not occur between the 13th and the 27th of February. It can be before or after.
Nancy on the stack.
I want to discuss.
Teresa, was that
Nancy
you?
On the stack. Nancy on the stack.
Hold on a second, Nancy. Teresa had her hand up. Teresa did.
Okay. I oppose this amendment. I think we need to schedule our meeting irregardless of one person's preferences.
There are always going to be conflicts
but let me finish, and I would say we need to have a discussion right now as to when we need to have the next meeting. I don't know whether we need to meet in 2 weeks or how long. Didn't Sandy say how long he thought it would take to get this information together? Was that 2 weeks from now, or I'd like to ask Sandy how long it would take to do this.
Please. You can't hear me, can you?
I Hello?
Can. You can? Okay. Yes. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
So I think we ought to, I move that we have a meeting in 2 weeks.
We already have a motion on the table.
Nancy on the stack, you know, Richard spoke and Sandy spoke. They both did not ask for the floor. Why do men get a free pass?
What is your question, Nancy?
I want to suggest the 11th because here we are on the 9th and the 11th of February is before somebody's wedding. I forgot. Anyway, how about the 11th? It's a Friday, second Friday of the month.
I'm for that.
Madam Chair,
Teresa,
I move that we meet on Monday the 24th.
Of February?
January.
Oh, okay.
January. Three meetings in June. Jesus Christ.
Doesn't that give us 2 weeks for the data to be collected?
It does.
There's a conflict of the KPFD Finance Committee and a development task force. Later on, so the KPFD Finance, that's us. I won't work on that day.
I'm looking to KPFTX 24th.
Did my motion come through on the chat? I tried to get it on the chat.
Madam Chair, I would like to change my motion since the 24th is
general.
How about 6 p.m. Central on Tuesday the 25th?
Tuesday, January 25th, 6 p.m. Do we need a roll call vote for this?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Madam Chair, yes, I want to modify this to a little late. You know, some of us, we work full time. No, yeah. 6 is not a good time.
No. And you do 6:30?
7 will be much better.
Teresa?
I would like to say if there's someone that's going to be on the National Finance Committee, their meeting starts at 7:30.
Oh.
And so.
Can we have it some other day then, please?
Yes, please.
How about Tuesday the 1st of February? Isn't that too late?
Sounds okay to me.
Seems like that conflicts with something. That conflicts with the government.
Oh, Nancy, what do we got?
What day did Teresa say?
Tuesday, February 1st.
Conflicts with the KPFT government.
It's up to y'all.
It's WPFW outreach on the first Tuesday of the February 1st. February 1st, yeah.
February 4th, Friday?
Governance.
Friday the 20th of January is open. Or, you know, if you want to go to the weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, the 22nd, Saturday is open. I don't know if anybody wants to meet on those days.
Friday is the 21st, not the 20th.
The 21st is election committee.
I'm talking about of January.
Because the 21st.
What I hope to deliver for discussion are two tables, one discussing listenership for the backup data, and then a summary of fund drives for the summer from October, et cetera. And we'll have that to look at as well. Maybe going back a year and we can take a look at what we've been collecting and we'll see how we can break it down. So
what about
we'll have
Friday
that to
the 21st, Sandy? We'll be 2 weeks from now.
It's okay with me.
Okay, wait.
I'm sorry. I'm secretary of the elections committee, and that starts at 7:30, the 21st. And okay. So can y'all do maybe 28th? It's open there. Or when Sandy thinks he's going to be able to
the get 28? It's okay, Sandy, for you too.
28's okay, yeah.
Okay. Friday the 28th, okay, is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. That's good.
January 28th, Friday at 7. Is that all right for everybody?
Going once.
Do we agree?
Going okay. Twice. I think we're good.
Good.
Thank you.
So after, if I may speak, since it's my motion?
Of course.
So instead of held at the substitute for first MSRC February meeting, scratch that and put at the January 28th meeting of the MSRC.
Richard, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is any reason specifically for that? Because we have Jane without any problem. She can be the chair and the next meeting.
I just would like to get that election done, and we don't we drag everything out, and I don't want to drag it out anymore.
Well,
are there any other nominations?
Nobody else.
Nominations aren't now.
Don't have any nominations, what are we doing? Just declare a chair.
Nominations aren't now. That's setting an election date.
We're setting an election date. We'll take nominations at the meeting, and we'll get Sandy's report. So that's two agenda items on that meeting, at least.
There you go.
Okay. Richard's motion, which is that we will meet at 7 p.m. on Friday, January 28th, and the two agenda items that we know about at this time, although there will be an agenda, are...
Madam Chair, that's not my motion. My motion is to move that the election for the MSRC permanent chair and secretary be held at the January 27th meeting of the MSRC.
28th,
I'm sorry.
Okay, got it. So, okay, roll call vote on the motion, or can we just acclamation?
Ask if there's any objections.
Are there any objections? Are there any objections? Motion is moved forward by acclamation.
As Secretary, Madam Chair, may I ask that Richard Uzel send that motion to me by email?
Okay.
To everybody.
Okay.
Well, it's in the chat. I tried to put it in the chat.
I didn't see it in the chat.
Yeah, no, I might not have done it. I don't know.
The chat is not part of the meeting.
No, I'll send it. And we can copy and paste it someplace else.
Well, my challenge is that I can't copy and paste chat.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay, I'll send it. Really.
And I would prefer that it not be on all
the Supreme Court ruled it's not part of the meeting.
That's what she just said. We're good.
Yes.
Supreme Court, wow.
I'm sorry.
How dare they waste taxpayer money?
Yes, Madam Chair. Yeah, I think that all of us need to think that to make the work of the secretary is kind of difficult. And she cannot do all of that. We can, if we send a motion, we'll be fine. If we send it by email, we'll make the work easy for the secretary. Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. That's very kind. All right. Wait a minute. I'm going to go back to the draft. We don't have an agenda.
Can we ask Jen then?
The chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
We've set the next, thank you, Adriana. Any objections to adjourning?
I know this is out of place. I second.
No, it's a reflex. Somebody makes a motion, you just do it, you know. Thank you. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
And I promise you, I'm going to get tighter agendas and tighter meetings. That's my goal for 2020.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.